So recently we've actually been discussing about a verse in 1 John 18 that talks about there is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, it has to do with torment. And the one who fears lacks that love, he lacks that perfect love in him. It is impossible for a man to have both fear and love in one in the midst of their heart. For one, certain areas of your life, you cannot be fearful in that area of your life and also say you have love in that very area. And we've been just breaking this down to understand what it really means to be filled with love, and what does it mean to have that perfect love that casts out all fear. And as we're discussing this, we went through something called insecurity, which a lot of people go through, and we discussed in the early stages that insecurity meant that you believed, as a person, you believed that you did not have the power within to affect, to impact, or to change your external world. And this made you just, it made you a subject of the playground of life. It made you lose control of your mind, because you are no longer acting with full security. You're not insecure. You're reacting to everything people around you do. You're reacting to your job. You're reacting to your managers. You're reacting to the weather. You're reacting to what people say or how people think of you. And so your whole life is just a compilation of reaction. So in that sense, you actually haven't lived anything, because everything you do is a result of somebody else impacting or affecting your actions. And we don't want to be there. We don't want to be there. And so we discussed that the root of this stuff is rooted in fear. And fear is nothing negative like we think so. It is actually an alarm system for your mind, telling you and letting you know that there is a thought in your mind that's not supposed to be there. There is a thought from the external. And as an example, I use one of Newton's law, if you know the laws of physics, and it talks about an object at rest will remain at rest unless acted upon by an external force. It's the same thing with your mind. Your mind was designed to be at rest at all time. It was designed to always be at rest. And rest doesn't mean sleeping. It's a state of mind where your provision is looked after, where your mission is set, where your purpose is guided. Your position in society is all set, and what happens is that when you reach that state, you worry about nothing. You're just filled with love, and fear cannot overcome you when you're in that state. And so what happens is that there's an external thought that comes in, and these thoughts are forces. They're forces that come from the external world, to do with your environment and things that are happening in your life, and those thoughts bombard your mind. And as it bombards your mind, your body triggers that fear. And it's letting you know that at this very present time, there is thoughts from the external world that were not meant to be in your mind. And you start battling. That's the battle of the mind there. You start battling between those thoughts. And the battle really, you're battling with love against fear. And now we discussed about perfect love being a state which removes all fear. Now, how do we get to this stage of perfect love? If anyone remembers, I'm going to ask a couple questions. If anyone remembers what we discussed about this state of perfect love, Earth, you want to say something about perfect love? Well, what do you remember there?
Remember the line, every situation is how you act and react to it, whether it's faith or fear, and it's to practice those situations to act in faith when it comes to when it happens, and it would not, like, the situation will keep appearing, like history repeats itself until you pass and you get it right.
Yeah.
You also mentioned last week how in order to have perfect love, you have to be put through trials and problems.
So, so, perfect love is a journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey that one must go through. Anyone else remembers anything from what we discussed the week before?
Perfect love lacks nothing. And yeah, you start to, when you live in that, you, no one owes you anything in this world except you're just there to love, and that's it.
Perfect love is like a journey, like you said. It's what God calls mature. So yeah, perfect love's like a grown up, like an adult in God's eyes.
If you enjoy our content, thank you. If you want more, you can follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, TikTok. Head out to our website to find out about what we're doing up next at realitychristiantv.com. If you love the work that you do and you want to support us, you can support us through Patreon, Subscribestar, Crypto. All links in the description. I'm Joel Benisha from Reality Creation. Peace out.